Late last month, LA Dodgers pitcher Rich Hill and his wife Caitlin announced a $575,000 donation to Massachusetts General Hospital. The Hills have started a campaign to raise money for rare disease research. They call it the Field of Genes. Why did they choose rare diseases? Only a Game's Shira Springer has the story.
Who I am? My name is Rich Hill. I grew up in Milton, Mass. I'm married with my wife, Caitlin, our sons, Bryce and Brooks.
This is how Rich Hill begins to introduce himself.
We're currently right now with the Los Angeles Dodgers, so I guess that's my job title, pitcher for the Los Angeles Dodgers.
For much of his career, however, Hill had precious little job security. And in 2015, it didn't seem like he'd have any.
There's a couple points in our career. I always, you know, I say our career because my wife has been there through every step of the way, and it's been an incredible journey. And when we talk about perseverance, it's really just, you know, not trying to be perfect as we're going through this life. Because, you know, when we look back on the journey, it's a mess.
Over 14 years, Hill has played for 8 different major league teams, moving from Chicago to Baltimore to Boston to Cleveland to Anaheim, to New York, to Oakland, to L.A. And there have been many minor league stops in between. When his major league career began with the Cubs in 2005, he was a promising young starter with a wicked curveball. But it wasn't long before control issues and injuries set in. Shoulder surgery in 2009 dramatically altered his future.
You think when you go in for surgery, you come out, okay, I'm fixed. Well, that wasn't really the case. So that's what led to me dropping down and actually throwing sidearm, you know, for those 5 years out of the bullpen.
Hill went from prize starter to journeyman reliever. But the hardest part came with the birth of his son, Brooks, in 2013.
Yeah, so a little tough to talk about, but it was an amazing day going in on Christmas night to the hospital. We were both excited. We had left our son at home with actually my brother. So he was, you know, very excited about seeing his new brother. When he was born, we knew that something, you know, may not be right.
Brooks was born on December 26th. At first glance, he looked normal, but his arms and legs stayed unnaturally contracted, hinting at major health issues.
And as the days and the weeks unfolded, we found out that, you know, he had lysencephaly, which is a smoothness of the brain, and polymicrogyri in the back of his brain, where his neurons didn't completely form to where they should have connected in his brain, and also congenital nephrotic syndrome, where his kidneys were failing when he was born, right, you know, from day one. So that was you know, when we found that out, that was extremely difficult.
Doctors said Brooks needed a kidney transplant, and Hill talked with his wife about what their son's quality of life would be.
He was in so much pain every single day, and with the underlying issues of lysencephaly and the polymicrogyri, knowing that he is going to have an extremely difficult path for, you know, 2 to 5 years of the rest of his life if this kidney transplant was successful. You know, who are we doing this for? Are we doing it for ourselves to hold on to somebody, or are we doing it really in his best interest? When I look back on it, there's no right answer. But for us, we decided to take him home on hospice, and he ended up spending the last 3 days of his life, you know, at our house with us, and it was great.
Rich and his wife tried to help their son Bryce understand what was happening to his baby brother.
It wasn't easy because you're telling, you know, a little kid at 2 years old that, you know, his brother isn't going to be here. You know, he was in the hospital with us, with everything. He you know, all the way through to the end, and he was amazing.
Brooks passed away when he was barely 2 months old. 10 days later, Hill reported to spring training with the Boston Red Sox.
The Boston Red Sox organization was amazing, saying, hey, look, take your time. But, you know, I think my wife and I, we... Life keeps moving forward. It doesn't matter. You know, people die. Daily life continues. But with, you know, a different view on life and understanding of time and how precious life is, we live for our son, Brooks, and with his memory. on an everyday basis.
Hill began the 2014 season with Boston's AAA affiliate, Pawtucket. In July, he was traded to Anaheim. Less than 2 weeks later, Hill was released. Unsure of what the future held, he returned home to Boston.
And I just found a brick wall, and I'd throw off the brick wall, and then I'd, you know, or I'd go over to BC High in the parking lot, and they have a off the side of their gym, and I'd just, you know, throw the ball off the wall there and play long toss. Anyway, 2 days goes by, and the Yankees call me back and say, hey, you know, come on back to New York. And, you know, I don't know. So 2 days later, I'm back in the big leagues, you know, facing David Ortiz with, you know, runners on second and third, and, you know, after playing catch off the wall the day before. You know, it's crazy when you look back. Those are little things that happened along the way.
Still, when the 2015 season started, Hill found himself with the Syracuse Chiefs, the AAA affiliate of the Washington Nationals, and he decided to opt out of his contract. He thought he might find a spot in the majors with another organization. He didn't. He was no longer a prized young starter. He was a 35-year-old reliever with two major surgeries and multiple minor league stints on his resume. Hill knew he was a risky investment, so he made a risky move, deciding to play for an independent league team. Because independent league teams don't have any affiliation with Major League Baseball, they're often a last resort for pro players. And as long as Hill was making that move, he wanted to make one more.
I said, if I'm going to go to independent ball and pitch, I want to get back into starting because this is my opportunity right now. You know, I felt healthy enough to be able to take that opportunity in Long Island.
And so he entered the colorful world of independent league baseball.
Walking down through the tunnel to get to the dugout, you know, I looked over, I saw a bucket. Well, there's your bathroom. So.
Meanwhile, on the mound, he'll embrace the opportunity the Long Island Ducks offered.
I felt good. I felt strong. I felt healthy. My shoulder felt great for the first time throwing over the top in 6 years. I remember talking to Marty, the pitching coach, one day, and he said, what are you doing here? Because, you know, the ball was coming out great out of my hand. And I said, well, I would look at it the same way if I was in the front office. You know, I can't just release a guy to let some guy start for us that hasn't started in 6 years. You know, we have to see something.
Hill made his Ducks debut on August 2nd, 2015, pitching against the Bridgeport Bluefish. The left-hander threw 5 innings of no-hit baseball. In his second start, he struck out 14 batters in 6 innings, tying a franchise record.
And I knew that the way the ball was coming out of my hand, the way the spin for my breaking ball was, you know, presenting itself out of my hand, I knew there was going to be an opportunity to get to the big leagues.
Hill was back in the major leagues by mid-September.
His first start since 2009 for Boston native Rich Hill. As that is in there for strike three.
In 4 starts for the Red Sox, he went 2-1 with a 1.55 ERA and 36 strikeouts. The Red Sox wanted to bring Hill back, but the Oakland Athletics offered him more certainty of starting. Hill signed with the Athletics during the offseason, then landed with the LA Dodgers after an August 2016 trade.
Pitcher number 44, Rich Hill.
During the Dodgers' playoff run, Hill earned a win over his first team, the Cubs. And barely 6 weeks later, the Dodgers showed how much they valued the veteran. He'll earn the first long-term, big-money contract of his career. And at the press conference announcing the deal, both his sons came to mind.
I'd like to thank my family who is here today, my wife, Caitlin. Excuse me. Our sons, Bryce and Brooks. You know, this is a great day for us.
But it was about more than his new 3-year, $48 million contract.
I think about our son, you know, and it's always something that for me is, it's extremely emotional. We made the decision to live for Brooks. So, you know, and with our son Bryce and keeping Brooks's memory alive, you know, not only for us and for everyone else, but also for him. So he understands that, you know, he had a brother. He had a brother, and he has a brother. I mean, he'll always bring up baby Brooks, and he'll mention You know, he knows that he's in heaven, and, you know, if he finds a feather, he always thinks, you know, he says Baby Brooks is leaving him little messages and stuff like that. So he may not be with us physically, but, you know, we believe that he's with us every single day.
That story came from Only a Game's Shira Springer. We originally aired it in January of 2017.